Meditation for the Holy Wednesday.
Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver.
30 coins. The betrayal of God for money. How often does this happen? How often people are selling themselves for money, for their honor, for their longing, for power? 30 coins they gave Judas, and they knew that with this money was connected blood. But it was not only the blood of a human being, what is very bad in itself. No, it was the blood of the Son of God. It was the blood who is going to save them, the blood of the Lamb who was given for this world. And they paid the one who betrayed Jesus. And Judas? It would have been better that he would not have been born. Instead of making a betrayal, this is what Jesus said. What a strong word of the Lord.
Amen.
Coins. Do we know that we have sometimes a little bit fear? Is it possible that in the depth of our hearts is all the living a betrayal or to deny Jesus and can come out under circumstances? We never can be too sure of ourselves, although we have shadows which must be redeemed by the Lord. A priest said the words that the human being should resist the sin in all dimensions of them, in the consciousness and in the subconsciousness. What can us save that we will deny Jesus or even betray him? We can go to the pure heart of Our Lady. We can imitate the relationship between John and his Lord. We have to take care what is in our heart, and to bring all to the Lord, what is dark, what is only connected with ourselves, what is proud and selfish. We should open our deepness to the Lord and to ask Him never to deny Him, never to betray Him. So we should not live in a false security of ourselves. Only in the Lord and His power we will be able to resist temptations and not cooperate with our inner corruption. We know that the Lord let come temptations to strengthen His people. Maybe first He led us to little things that our faithfulness will grow and that we will be able to resist when bigger temptations are coming. So let us clean all things inside of us, especially in this time of Lent, coming very close now to Easter. All we've had a smell of betrayal, a smell that we are denying the Lord. And try to deepen our love to the Lord each day. When we do this, then we can hope that one thing is our goodwill and all the efforts, but the Lord will do more, that we are able to resist against all betrayal, all that we deny the Lord.
Domine exaudi oratione mea, et clamor meus a te veniam.